Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
And the opportunity doesn't come, they don't come knocking at your door and saying, I'm an opportunity, grab me. One of the most important things of business then is that you're able to see a particular opportunity and get that for the company. So the goals can be different. It can be for profit, for expansion, for additional top line, bottom line, whatever. But the thing is, you have to grasp the opportunity. Hi, I'm Petrus Carbonell. I'm a vice president in Lazada, and I'm here to define the business development job.
We are here to answer questions and debunk job descriptions by interviewing professionals so we can put an end to our career search. This is Job Defined. I usually start off with this question, Petrus. No? What was your childhood dream?
My childhood dream, actually, believe it or not, I wanted to be a priest.
A priest?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nouna parang ano eh. Kasi my mother and father. My father was an ex-seminarian, nag-sales. But I really wanted to be a priest before. Nouna parang gusto pang Pope, ganyan, Pope John Paul. And then, yung priest. But around mga high school, sabi ko, baka hindi na. I started to explore a lot of different things. But, I want to help a lot of people. Of course, everybody has a dream to make an impact and that. But otherwise, parang kakaibang dream din yun, di ba?
Okay, so I'm just curious. So from priest, how did you end up in your current career right now?
How do I describe it? So my college actually was finance-based. So it's accounting, BAE, business administration and accountancy. So I took the test on CPA and everything. But then, started my career kasi way back then sa Nestle. It was CMT, Corporate Management Training, ending up in Sales and Marketing. Then later on in mga distribution, life sciences, particularly doon sa mga analytics na rin, and then mga sales, marketing, ganyan, and then general management. Then retail, handling mga category management and mga analytics again. Then finally, right now, I'm a head of business development sa Lazada. So it's a very wide mix of sales and marketing and analytics plus strategy forming and management. So it's not the most conventional route, I admit. But then, well, I'm here now. So
I'm actually curious. Your course was finance in college, and then right now you're doing business dev. So what happened there?
When I was going into college, kasi like the choices were hindi naman ganun karaming, I mean, options like that before. So first of all, the influences there, of course, my dad was a salesman or salesperson all through and through, right? In pharma particularly. So that influenced me. So early on in my very early age, pinapagawa na niya ako ng mga ano, ng mga MTD reports, saka mga SNOP, mga ganyan. So, it got me interested. But all along, parang I thought I liked the numbers. I think I will do well there. Before I went to college, I thought na parang, uy, mas okay mag-finance, right? Kasi, iba yan eh. Tsaka yung, you know, you understand the whole business, yung P&L especially, di ba? So, how do I accelerate my career? At the same time, parang something I'll enjoy. So, I thought I wanted to go there. And then, you know, when I got out of college, so there were some options that were available after mga, so there were some, of course, mga banks, ganyan. And then, here comes Nestle offering yung corporate management training program. They said, oy, okay dito to learn. So I wanted to get into there. And at the same time, I thought na maybe one of the things that I needed to learn more was to talk to people. Kasi in any kind of business that you want to be in, it's people management, people relationship skills will be very, very important. So sales was my choice back then. And in fact, after the CMT program, I also joined the sales program nun as a CAM, you know, regional key accounts at that time. So I still remember clearly yung mga rota, mga accounts ko. So, and then eventually, my love for numbers or para mga strategic thinking and creative thinking, mga ganyan, led me to explore different industries. So yung mga iba-ibang industries were there, like music was there, yung mga brands like guitars, and then there's also mga tech, yung mga laptops, ganyan, mga distribution. So I got to, well acquainted there. And then also pati mga life sciences, so mga lab products, then you will take a look at mga manufacturing for yan, biosafety, biosecurity. To make it all happen along the way, I realized na the backbone of all those were several factors. Management, of course, will be always be there. But then you realize that there's a very intense skill that's needed for sales and people relationships. Or to summarize it, actually, is communication. And then if you look at it further, more than the skills ng analytics and everything, more than done program, it's actually analytical skills. Especially like in my particular career or journey, it was a very long or a very wide number of iterations. Iba yung industries at the same time, di ba? If you look at it, there were different factors that came in together. But analytical skills, meaning analyzing what was available, how to set things up, and then how to execute them, and then using technology to make it faster, ganyan. So those two things I eventually built over time. Of course, marketing is still there. And then in my past two jobs, particularly in the retail industry, and then now with the e-commerce, it turned out that these are the particular skills that I needed and are also honing para maging successful in this, what you call business development.
Oh, wow. So it seems like everything fell into place when it comes to your experience. I like what you mentioned that we need sales. For me, the fact that you were curious about sales, it's really nice to hear that. Even me, I would always tell people that, you know what, if you don't like sales, well, you're going to have a hard time. Sales is basically convincing people. So we're going to be convincing a lot of people in our lifetime. So if you don't like sales, you don't like convincing, well, you're going to have a hard time living your life because, again, a lot of convincing. And I wanted to ask, was there a specific moment or a turning point where you told yourself, you know what, this is really for me. Business dev is for me.
Right. Yeah. So that sales part is very crucial. So again, balik ako doon sa sinabi mo. Yeah, agree. People will need to learn that skill at any given... So it's very weird, right? I came from a finance background. Why will I go to sales? But actually, that has helped me define myself or parang make myself rise out of the, well, I say other people. It's one of the things that I have an advantage over. And at the same time, it also made me realize that, hey, now I liked it. I like talking to people. And then business development, it's something that I started to enjoy because it's a mix of the different factors that I like. So opportunities are there, meaning it doesn't get boring. At the same time, it's also sometimes very stressful because it's uncharted territory a lot of times. But at the same time, you really want to have that new thing, exploring. So I kind of related a little bit to consulting. Diba? So consulting is you have a lot of projects, diba? And then you do that. But this one is a little bit more, you want to build something and make something for the long term. And then make sure that happens. Yeah.
That's good to hear. Going back to my question, was there a specific moment in your life where you told yourself, or a turning point, you know what, this is really for me, and this business dev is for me?
Yeah. At what point in my life? No. So, well, recently, actually, in the past 2 years, no, 2 years ago, so when there were a lot of different things. So, for Lazada, as an example, when I started to do this, so it was more of like a job and everything. Then I got sellers on board. Then I started to realize that, hey, I mean, you know, I really am building something. I'm really being able to help a lot of people. On the job side as well, it made me realize as well, na parang, hey, even if it can be sometimes stressful because you don't know what the right answer is, exciting din pala yung you are able to try a lot of things. Or for example, how do you acquire a seller? Right? How do you acquire them going on a platform, for example? What are the acquisition programs? So you think na parang you do events, marketing, convincing isa-isa. But there's other options. You can also go the technology route, online marketing. You can also go to widespread events, partnerships. So parang it made me explore. Then I realized na parang, okay, this is a job that I like. In that particular moment, nung somebody, one of the sellers who I onboarded personally very early when I joined my current company. Very early, I onboarded them. So now, parang they messaged me on my phone and they said, hey, you know, salamat ha, kasi nag-resign na ako sa trabaho ko dahil ano na ako, kumikita na ako ng 6 digits per month dito sa business na to. So, oh, wow, I'm able to make a difference. And all of those things that I did na setting it up, I realized that this can be something for scale. And I think that's the essence of the job. You realize it's something for long term, creating that value for different customers in different segments. It's not boring kasi iba-ibang klaseng mga sellers yan. One thing does not fit for everybody. Right? But you have to enable all if you really want to, you know, reach the market.
I like that. Actually, we're on the same page. There's no templated approach and each person is different. Each seller is totally different. Since we're talking about your current job right now, or, you know, in the entirety of your career, what are the three things that you enjoy the most about your profession?
Three things I enjoy the most. So first is that I am able to exercise my analytical skills. So there are very hard questions that are thrown to me. Kasi I like problem solving kasi. So I really like answering mga puzzles, mga ganun. So that's something that I like doing. So I really enjoy that. That's one thing. The second part that I enjoy is that I get to talk to different people and look at different types of businesses. So it's it doesn't get boring, in short. So it forces also me to be creative. And that's a third thing. Right, it forces me to be very creative in looking for solutions. So actually, those three things are, you know, very interrelated. Pero most of it actually is because parang these are problems that you solve, may mga hard questions that are posed to you, then may strategy involved, diba? So ano bang gagawin ko dyan? Then you go back to the structures that you learned before. Hindi yung parang ano, one size fits all. Parang I get this, it works there, it will work also here. But here, you know, you strategize, come up with a different thing. And then you execute.
Next question is, was there any, this is one of my favorite questions here. Was there a part of your job that you didn't like but learned to love? Like an acquired taste or something you felt indifferent about but ended up liking?
I think BD, generally speaking, you will not have those fixed targets. You can't expect na, especially if you were doing a career change, you won't expect na kunyari, in sales, you have that sales target. Marketing, you'll have those market share and everything. Here, you'll have to be flexible. At first, it was very uncomfortable for me. Because coming from a background now, you want to deliver. And of course, all businesses naman have to have those fixed targets. And I agree. It's just that certain points of the business, you have to build something or focus on a certain part na you didn't think na yun pala yung kailangan. So is it the number of sellers or is it wanyari adoption of a certain tool? And that's what business development is about. You need to be able to relate that to the overall business effort. So for example, in a platform, you're looking at users, number of sellers. On retail, it's mostly sales, right? So sometimes there are businesses na yun talaga yung pinaimportante. You'll do a lot of sales. And that's why I think business development is often related to sales. Because sometimes the targets, and most of the time, they will be very sales-driven. However, if you look at it, it doesn't mean that that is the only part of the business. And sometimes the strategic part of it is more important. And if you think about it, it's very uncomfortable for me, especially coming from somebody who sets targets and ganyan, to adjust to that kind of thinking. Because it can change. Industry can change also. What do you need at that particular part? So I found that very uncomfortable at the first. And then it became an acquired taste na parang, okay, I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with the changing industry. Sometimes nga, you get to think na parang the goalposts change too much. But, you know, it's sometimes people say na parang, oh, that's not the right way to do. But you have to also be flexible. So that flexibility was originally something that I did not like. But now, it's something that I actually welcome. And see, parang how do I adjust? Especially now, the time buckets aren't fixed. Sometimes it's a month target or a week target or a S1 or like a season target or even a whole fiscal year target. So yeah, that kind of thinking was originally not so easy for me to accept.
Okay, thank you for that. Next question is, do you think there's some sort of connection between your childhood dream and what you're currently doing right now? Being a priest and being a business dev?
I think so. So at the end of the day, like when I was interviewed by RC, he asked me, "Why do you want to join? And what's your eventual goal?" So I said, I want to help people. Then he threw back a question at me. He told me, "Parang okay, you want to help people. Okay, how do you want to help people?" So at that time, parang okay, I was a little bit taken aback. Parang ano nga ba? How do I want to help people? Then he explained, "You can be a doctor. and then say na, okay, you're a doctor, you help people by healing them. And in my case, you want to be a priest, you bring people to God, diba? So that's one thing. But here, this is in this business, it's helping people through commerce, accelerating them, their businesses, growing them. So is that what you want to do? And then I realized, okay, yes. So coming back to my childhood dream now, what I really wanted was to be able to help people. Right? So I think perhaps things came together. I think I'm in the right industry, and I think I'm also in the right position at this point in my life.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Normally, I would ask, this has been my question to a lot of people, whether it's in this podcast or when I'm recruiting people. I would always ask for their childhood dream. And normally, the reason why is, in a way, this is my belief. There's something that we saw when we were kids. And just like you mentioned, you wanted to be a priest because you wanted to help people. It's not really what we want to be, it's what we want to do, which is basically, yeah, in our case, helping. I know a lot of, from my end, recruiters whose dream was to be a doctor, soldier. Ultimately, they just really wanted to help people, and they find satisfaction when they recruit because they know that they help someone. So that's why I would normally connect it. And I think that's same with you.
Yeah, yeah, agree. It's not about what you are, right? What you are is a very narrow definition of yung job mo, but more of like what you want to do in your eventual goal in life. And I think that one is should be consistent naman since what you're in. Otherwise, you might not be happy in the long term. And I think you're right, especially in careers. That's something that people have to be able to connect to for them to keep on staying where they are. Because sometimes like you get this feeling of, am I in the right place? But then if you connect yourself to your original, what do you want to do? Diba? So as long as you're there and then you take the right steps going there, I think it will be great for everybody.
All right. Thanks for that. Now let's debunk the job, no? This is the segment where we debunk how people perceive business dev. What are the top three things or top three misconceptions about being a business dev?
So I think we mentioned this a while ago. The first one is that the people think it's largely a sales role. So I don't think it's a mainly sales role. It is a part, but it's not the end all be all, right? So there are a lot of different things that are in there. Second part, I think, is that I don't need to. People think like when I talk to people, especially in interviews about business development, I don't need analytical skills or project management skills. That is not true. Business dev, especially, think about it. One of the most important things of business dev is that you're able to see a particular opportunity and get that for the company. So the goals can be different. It can be for profit, for expansion, for additional top line, bottom line, whatever. But the thing is, you have to grasp the opportunity. And the opportunity doesn't come knocking at your door and saying, I'm an opportunity, grab me. Diba? So if you're not able to capitalize on it, then you're not doing that. So very important is your analytical role. So para people think that I don't need that, but you really do. And then the last part, I think one of the misconceptions is that business development is a function or a job that is an ending in itself. So I think that's very far from it. Because what I think is that business development can be a springboard for other places you want to be in the organization, right? So you can be in strategy, you can be in marketing, you can be in sales. So it's a very, very diverse set of skills that you have, but it also opens a lot of opportunities. So for me, like I'd like to do away with the notion na ano yan, business development, ano yan. After yan, magiging sales ka or something like that. Parang parehas lang yan. So I don't think that's the case.
Okay, I like your analogy about it being like a springboard. I have this question for you. Do you think the way that you were discussing business dev to me, there's this thought in my head, business dev ultimately makes something exist. So you make something exist, right? Like from thought into tangible things. An opportunity is basically you pull it from thin air and then you make it exist. What are your thoughts on that?
You can put it that way. That's a nice way to look at it. You make something out of, well, maybe not out of nothing, but you make something out of something, right? You get that idea and then make it happen. So currently in my case, it's actually about getting sellers on board, creating those programs to support that. Sometimes, most of the time, it comes from a very vague idea. I want more people on the platform, or something like I want a bigger set of people to be using my software, or I want more people to eat my product or to use my product, right? But then you have to create that infrastructure. You have to create that flywheel, kumbaga, to make it happen, or a set of flywheels to happen. So I think I agree with that, and it's a very nice way to think about it. I have not thought of that, but thank you for letting me know.
Because in my head, when you were telling me the story earlier that there was this seller who approached you, and then prior to that, we were discussing about how you wanted to plan it, getting sellers, and then ultimately that thought became real, right? It became tangible. Yeah. And through the form of that person texting you, like, you know what, I resigned, and oh, okay, so this is it. It existed. The thought or the strat existed. And then in the way you were discussing about the misconceptions as well.
Hello there, Chinky Tan here, motivational speaker, wealth coach, best-selling author, and now host of Chink Positive Podcast, a podcast that aims to help you to become wealthy and debt-free by teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Powered by Podcast Network Asia. Available on wherever you get your podcasts. See you there!
What's an undeniable fact about business development or about the job? The thing that is, you know, that's always going to be there.
Change will always be. I think this is very general, but more so in business development. Change will always be there. As a business changes, as people change, as the organization changes, it will always be there. And you will have to adapt to those changes. In the past, though, I've had different roles also. But in business development, I think, and it's one of those functions that I would say is very affected by change. Because if there's something in the company, where do you put it? Will you put it in sales? Who owns that project? Right? So there's usually a project management team, right? But a lot of times, since you're business development, there will be some things that will be pushed naturally to you. This is business development, right? Because you can't push it to sales, you can't push it to marketing, you can't push it to product dev or something. But if there's a business development here, okay, give it to business development. And that's also, I think, because of some of the companies, they don't have a very big understanding of this this function. At the same time, it's also because the function is really made to be flexible.
You mentioned about change, right? I agree with your answer. Can you say that being a business dev, you're at the forefront of change, like you're like front seat in the whole thing?
Yeah. Of course, the management will be there, because if you're the CEO, for CEO, you're at the forefront of change because you're setting the direction. But in terms of function-wise, I guess, and I'd like to believe that BD, or business development, will be at the forefront of those changes.
Okay. When you read the job description about your profession, I'm pretty sure you've seen job descriptions about business development. What part of the job description that makes you cringe when you see it?
Cringe. Okay. So if you do a quick search, right, what you'll normally see is like creating value. So it kind of makes me cringe, right? Because it's so general. You'll realize that when you search business development, the first, actually almost all of the first page of the search, you'll see it's creating value. So they differ in how they define it. Creating value in the long term, creating value for profit, creating value for customers, whatever. The thing is, like, it's always creating value. But really, if I ask anybody, like, what does value really mean? So I think that your description would be better when you say you're creating something or making something exist. That will be more accurate description of what I'm doing, I think, versus something like creating value for the long term.
All right. Actually, that's very spot on. Normally, I would see business development creating value. So it made me laugh. Now, the last part is we will be defining the job of business dev from your experiences. From your experiences, how would you define business development?
Well, I define business development. So short of borrowing your words, I'd say that business development is there to grab opportunities and make them something that will last for the organization. And I emphasize the something that will last because you don't want to be grabbing opportunities just for the short term. I think there's a different career for that. But if you want to build something and grab that opportunity for something to exist in the long term, then I'd say that's business development.
Okay, well said. And what are the three things or skills you need to do the job? And I want to tie this with your answer. You mentioned that if you want to create something that would last, I think that's a particular skill to have as well, right? So what are the top three skills you need if you're going to get into business dev?
Well, number one is you'll have to have that strategic thinking or strategic mindset. Or if you want to drill down further, maybe say analytical skills. That's very important. You'll have to have that because you need to spot an opportunity and you'll need to be able to create plans to build that something. Second part, I think, should be, since it's a fast-changing thing and then you're forefront of change, you'll have to be very creative. So creativity for me is very important. And at the third part, and I think one of the most important things that people tend to forget is communication. And if I want to emphasize what part of the communication, a lot of people have the skills to talk, but not a lot of people have the skills to listen. So I think listening and communication, and particularly listening, is very, very important here in the job.
I like your second answer about creativity. Normally, people who are in corporate or business guys or business girl or women, they don't think of them as creative. Normally, it's like the boring businessman, the boring business professional. And can you expound further on creativity in more of a corporate setup or on a business development setup?
Yeah, when you talk about creativity, normally kasi you'll think of visuals, artwork, and stuff like that. But for me, creativity is also like adjusting to the situation, thinking of new ways to do things. Like, for example, you'd never think that online marketing would be a huge lever for something that you're doing in acquiring a seller, right? Or you would never think that in a sales job, it's also important for you to have that tool to track or analytics to track the particular seller's actions, right? Or thinking about like new program to answer like a need. So that type of creativity. So I think that, and my wife, actually, we have a lot of discussions about this. She's more creative actually in the sense of marketing and stuff like that. But for me, I'm more creative in terms of problem solving, right? So there are different aspects. And I think this one is very important. In the corporate setting, you have to be more creative. It doesn't have to be you throw money at something, then that is the answer. You think about it. What's the insight behind it? You solve the problem with limited resources. How do I get there? Right? And then you're able to challenge yourself. Think about a new thing to do. Then take calculated risks and stuff like that. So this is how I think creativity comes in that setting.
Speaking of limited resources, I agree with that one. In fact, I think there's a correlation with the more the resources are limited, the more creative you become, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, for my next question, it's actually it's a two-part question. The first one is, if you are blank, then this job is not for you. Then business dev is not for you. So if you're going to answer that blank, so again, if you are blank, then business dev is not for you.
Well, business development is very flexible, right? So if you are, maybe if you're closed-minded, or if you're, if you wanted to limit your the interactions that you do, then business development is not for you. So if you're set on a particular track, maybe business development is up to you. I think that's the better answer.
I agree. If you are blank, then business development is for you.
If you're looking for problems and problems to solve, then business development is for you. If you're looking for new things in one part and looking to stay in one particular place for some time and then looking to not be bored, I think business development is for you.
Okay, thank you so much. And of course, our last question. What advice would you give to your younger self before you have entered the business development profession? Again, what advice would you give yourself before you've entered the business development profession?
What advice? So for me, like a lot of the problems before, I found out that I wasn't thinking big enough. You never know what will work. So think about scale all the time. think about it. Now, in the future, if this works, if this thing that I'm trying to do works, will it be able to scale? So I can try a lot of different things, but I wasn't thinking about that before. I was always thinking, na parang, will it work or not? So, you know, a lot of things, I want to make things work. I want this to happen. It's very like the mindset there was always to accomplish something, right? But having that building mindset or looking for the long term, especially thinking about scale. When I think about scale, then it changes a lot of the different things that I'm doing. Then I don't have to, when I'm building something, I don't have to go back again and destroy some of the things that are there already. But it will actually help it grow faster. So it was a very limited way for me to think before. But being in BD or business development actually helped me to make that scale and grow, and actually open more options for me.
All right. And yeah, that's basically it. So I enjoyed our conversation, Petrus.
Job Define is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia. Check out all the shows in the network by visiting their socials at Podcast Network Asia or visiting their website at podcastnetwork.asia.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.